Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 7th of October, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's still British Summer Time. Now, the main thing to say here today is what I'm sure you already know, that the U.S. impasse over the partial government shutdown is really casting a shadow over just about everything. And when we think back to early last week, when this actually started, a lot of the pundits, perhaps looking at their equity portfolios, had said, well, this is unlikely to last more than 2, 3, maybe 4 days. Well, unfortunately for them, this is now in the second week, this impasse, and it's hitting investors' nerves here once again, because it does do a little bit of damage. I certainly wouldn't exaggerate the amount of damage that that's causing, but it's an uncertainty factor. They don't know when it's actually going to be resolved, and inevitably people are now starting to extend their forecasts and saying that we might go right down to the deadline, which would be the deadline for the debt ceiling, which is the 17th. So Thursday, a week away. Now, my own feeling is that as this is a political situation, it's not all that easy to forecast, although it would seem to be madness, really, to allow this partial shutdown to extend beyond that debt ceiling limit, which needs to be raised. The Democratic Party is seeing if it can find a way to get around this and lift the debt ceiling. Meanwhile, investors are voting with their feet, and what they're doing is reducing exposure in equity markets, and we are getting a little bit of safe haven buying. And I should, if I were writing that comment, I would put inverted commas around safe haven, and because the bond market is in a bear phase, as I've been saying for a good many months now, and therefore I don't regard it as attractive at all, although I don't doubt that we could see a little bit further rally here in the very short term. But that's the play that we're actually seeing here right now. My guess, and it couldn't be anything more than a guess, is that the politicians are looking closely at the public opinion polls, and the latest that I've seen on this is saying that the Republicans are being criticized by about 70% of the people who are polled, and the Obama administration and the Democrats are being criticized by a little over 50% of those who are being polled. So on that basis, you could say, well, maybe the Republicans will blink first in here. But we have such a poisonous environment, really, in the political situation that some people are now expecting, and I think this is not an unreasonable estimate, that this might go right down to the wire, in which case stock markets will be somewhat lower as the week progresses and into next week, and also the bond yields will be the government bond yields will be a little lower as well. Now, the good news on all this is that stock markets are going from short-term overbought conditions following that last surge rally when Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve chairman, decided not to taper as had been forecast. Remember, it was forecast that he would commence tapering at the last meeting. Well, he didn't, and we saw a 24 to 36 hour surge in stock markets, and then a quick reassessment against background of overbought condition and the government shutdown prospect and the debt ceiling vote lying ahead. And that's brings us to the current situation here overall. But the good news, as I say, is that this setback is correcting a short-term overbought condition. And if we do get further weakness throughout this week, which is highly possible given the political impasse, and that carries into to next week as well, then we should see some quite clear oversold conditions, and that would create a short-term buying opportunity in stocks that that you like. The stocks that I like are very much the big autonomies, and preferably those that correct short-term overbought conditions by pulling back to their rising 200-day moving averages and finding support near those rising 200-day moving averages. And we'll want to monitor those very, very carefully over the next fortnight. And I will do a chart review here tomorrow. I think I'll probably start with indices, but we'll also be looking at charts of individual shares in the next few days as well. Now, elsewhere in here, what's going on? A little bit steadier in precious metals. Silver's had about the best day, up 62. That's taken it up to $22.37. We've a couple of dollars firmer on palladium. Platinum 14 higher at 1402, and gold bullion up nearly $12 at 1322. And although these markets, particularly gold and silver, have been very choppy here overall, I maintain that they're closer to important support than they are to important resistance as far as the big medium-term picture is concerned. On the other hand, if you look at the technical action, as I said on Friday, you'll notice that they are still in these overall downward trends. It's just that I think those downward trends have fallen far enough to be near an area where we could indeed see some support building over the next few weeks or more. So I think they're reasonable value down here, but expect the nervous, choppy conditions to continue. We are also seeing that to a lesser extent in the currency markets. The dollar eased a little bit further in here today, and that pushed the euro up slightly, 135.77. And sterling a little firmer, back up to 1.6, nearly 161 overall. And in the commodity markets, other than gold, which I've already mentioned, we can let's see other developments here. We have a mixed picture in the industrial metals, and sorry, just a little trouble with the computer here just to bring this up. Okay, got it. Copper, tin, a little bit lower. Zinc, well, also nickel, but zinc, aluminium, and lead, fraction higher. No drama, no real drama taking place in there. In the two soft commodities that I had mentioned last week, one was sugar, which is getting a rally from an oversold condition, and that edged a little bit higher in here once again today. It's got a short-term overbought condition here. But its previous oversold condition, to put it in perspective, was considerably larger. Cotton, which I'd also mentioned, looked like it was just ranging and looked like potential support building overall. But the price had been edging up on concerns that a weekend storm might actually damage the crop, and the opposite happened. The storm was very, very light in the cotton growing area, so that's good for the crop, and the price fell back quite sharply in here today. And that's pretty much the story here. WTI crude, that's the US contract, of course, 75 cents lower currently at 103.09. The Brent just a fraction higher by 11 cents. Expect more choppy activity, expect more pressure on stock markets until this situation is resolved. Expect the bond yields to edge a little higher against this background as well. All the best to all of you.